Russia shifting gears. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Russian military making a change. They're now focusing on the eastern part of Ukraine.
Satellite images have the U.S. and its allies very concerned. They appear to show an 8-mile convoy of enemy troops heading south towards the eastern Donbas region. The Pentagon fears that could become the new epicenter of Russia's assault. Ukrainian officials are urging people there to evacuate, but that could be a slow process.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Lviv, Ukraine. Last week, a missile strike on an eastern Ukraine train station, killing dozens of people. General Alexander Vornikov, who led Russia's invasion into Syria, now leading the Ukraine invasion. The White House stating President Biden is not planning to visit Ukraine, despite UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson's recent visit. Finland and Sweden reportedly will join NATO as soon as the summer. Chaos in New York City's Times Square Sunday night, when a loud explosion sent people scrambling.
People that I spoke with who were here in Times Square say that they were scared, they were frightened, they heard a loud boom. Con Ed confirmed that one manhole exploded in the Times Square area. They say this was due to cable failure. They also say a second manhole was smoking. Now, this led to an increased police presence in Times Square, officers closing down parts of 7th Avenue. The FDNY confirmed that they responded to 3 manhole fires, and firefighters did find one property that did have elevated carbon monoxide levels.
WNYW Fox New York City's Lizette Nunez. No injuries have been reported. President Biden having close contact with several people who recently tested positive for COVID.
Dr. Anthony Fauci said on ABC's This Week, the president's health is always monitored. And while leaders meet with and get close to the president, there's always the possibility he could be infected.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
NYPD recovering a large amount of ghost guns in 2022.
Ghost guns are built from a kit bought online and assembled at home and are not traceable. And because they could be purchased without a background check, they're becoming the gun of choice for criminals. They're banned in a number of states, including New York. And on Friday, Maryland became the latest state to do so. Well, new figures from the NYPD indicate the number of ghost guns in the city skyrocketed by 351% in 2022. Officials believe a ghost gun may have been used in Friday's shooting of 3 teens outside a New York City school, one of whom died. Federal officials said last year there's no way to estimate the number of ghost guns currently in circulation. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Buena Park police discovering over 800 pounds of meth, nearly 190 pounds of cocaine, and close to 20 pounds of fentanyl, making it the largest drug bust in Orange County, California in nearly 16 years. Orange County DA Todd Spitzer Sunday discussing the dangers of fentanyl on Fox and Friends Weekend.
20 pounds that we recovered can kill half of New York City, half of Los Angeles, and Orange County, California, my county, 1.5 times. It's cheap, it's manufactured in China, it's imported and then processed in Mexico.
Monday is draft day for the WNBA. Fox's Matt Napolitano has the report.
The WNBA draft back in person this year in New York City, and for the second year in a row, the first overall pick has changed hands prior to the selection process. The Atlanta Dream will be the first team on the clock after a swap last week with the Washington Mystics, who now have the third overall pick and the 14th this year. There is debate as to who will have the honor of the number one selection, with Baylor's Nelissa Smith and Kentucky's Ryan Howard emerging as the favorites to go first overall.
WNBA superstar Brittany Griner still in Russian custody over drug charges. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.